This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The leaders of a bloc of West African nations met Sunday and condemned the military coup last week that toppled the government of Niger, threatening to use force if they failed to reinstate the ousted president, Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman.
The crisis prompted leaders of the 15-member Economic Community of West African States, or ECOWAS, to rally behind the deposed President Bazoum. The coup has been widely condemned by neighbors and international partners, including the United States, the United Nations, the African Union, the European Union, and former colonial power France. They have also refused to recognize the new leaders. Before the uprising, Niger was seen as the West's most stable ally in an unstable region. The coup last week is the seventh coup in the Sahel region in recent years.
A suicide bombing at a political rally on Pakistan's border with Afghanistan killed at least 44 people, wounded nearly 200 in the attack that a senior leader said was aimed at weakening the Islamist Party. The Bajur district near the Afghanistan border was a stronghold of the Pakistan Taliban, a close ally of Afghanistan's Taliban government, before the Pakistani army drove the militants out of the area. Supporters of the hardline Pakistani cleric and political party leader were meeting in Bajur on Sunday in a hall close to a market outside the district capital. Ukraine has brought the war from the front line into the heart of Russia again in drone penetrations. Russia's authorities said damaged two offices a few miles from the Kremlin. Also attacked was a pig breeding complex on the country's border. This is VOA News. Kenyan President William Ruto said Sunday that he would not negotiate about the safety of the country as his rival after agreeing to dialogue to end violent protest against the government. More from VOA's Diane Roberts.
Sides announced on Saturday that they would join a committee to resolve their differences amicably, following a sustained campaign of opposition-led street demonstrations that left at least 20 people dead. Opposition leader Raila Odinga has staged 9 days of protests since March against what he says is an illegitimate government responsible for an economic crisis hurting the poor. One of East Africa's most stable democracies, the unrest has provoked alarm at home and abroad and spurred calls for mediation to end the standoff. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Palestinian factions have met in Egypt to discuss reconciliation efforts amid surging violence between Israel and Palestinian militants in the occupied West Bank.
Main groups, Hamas and Fatah, have been split since 2007, and repeated reconciliation attempts have failed, so expectations for the one-day meeting were low. Participants at the closed-door session gave no indication of what was discussed, but Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, who initiated the meeting, said its conclusion was a first and significant step in efforts to end the long-running division. Israel has been staging near nightly raids in the West Bank in what it says is an attempt to stamp out militancy. The raids have led to some of the worst fighting in nearly two decades in the territory. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen is holding talks with the Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr., and a sign of improving ties after a stormy period between the EU and the predecessor over human rights. Von der Leyen arrived in Manila Sunday night for the first such top-level visit in nearly six decades of relations with the Philippines. Her visit is aimed at strengthening diplomatic, trade, security, and overall relations. European and Philippine officials said, adding that she came at Marcos's invitation. Talks are also expected to cover the Philippines' chances of retaining special trade incentives depending on its adherence to international conventions on human and labor rights and good governance. Parts of the United States continue to sizzle as July creeps towards setting a record for the hottest month ever recorded. Phoenix led the way Sunday, hitting its 31st consecutive day of at least 110 degrees Fahrenheit or 43.3 degrees Celsius. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.